This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Hang. H-A-N-G. Hang. Text the word hang to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance at $1,000 at our national contest. Message and data rates apply. That number again, 72881. This hour's code word is hang.
Hang?
Yeah, hang.
Got it. Our text number is 800-400-3697. That's a different number. This is totally different from the one that you're trying to win the money on. This one is where you can just say stuff. You text
anything
us,
you want.
And then you say
send
stuff
pictures,
to us.
Movies.
Right. Here's one. What?
I said movies, but I meant videos.
Oh. Here's one. Here's a picture. I don't even know what that is. It says rock and roll, and it's a guitar. What is that?
Oh, it's a puzzle.
Oh!
Somebody put a puzzle together. And they took a picture of it. And
it's a neat puzzle.
Mm-hmm. It's great.
Yeah.
That's a cool puzzle. I love it.
Seems anticlimactic. Budges are.
I want.
Is the baby holding Vinny back from running Christina's favorite run, the Kaiser Permanente half marathon? Yes, as a matter of fact. I mean, it's actually surf season, so that's my first priority.
Right. Holding you back from that, too.
Well, I've been able to get out. Like, our vacation, I surfed a lot. And the weather for the past week and a half has just been awful.
Mm.
Like, the winds have chewed it up. It's choppy and junky out there. But, yeah, there's a lot that comes with a baby that I'm definitely looking forward to putting that behind us.
And it doesn't get any easier.
I think it does. Personally, I can handle a kid that can walk and do, like, I took my daughter all over the place once she was not a squalling baby.
And now, actually, you do, you know, you hop her in.
My older daughter now is cool, man. Yeah. In fact, we have...
Put her own clothes on.
I'm taking her to... She doesn't know about this yet because she'll bug you to smithereens if she knows about something in advance.
How many
of
more
it.
Days is that? How many wake-ups?
Oh, my God.
What's a week again?
You'll be like, why did I ever tell her? I'm taking her to a daddy-daughter dance.
All right.
Oh, my God, fun.
Not this weekend, but next weekend.
I used to love going to those with my dad. So fun.
Oh, you did that too?
Who's putting it on?
All the time.
I don't know. The missus just asked, hey, the neighborhood, they're doing a thing, and you in? And I was like, yeah.
Make sure
it has gotten into you, man.
What are you going to wear?
A dad.
I bet that was on the list of things you wouldn't do.
No.
You should wear, some kind of matching colors and make sure and take usually they'll have like a booth set up, take a picture.
Yeah, this is how girls ruin stuff.
It's like, you know what?
It's like a prom.
Dressed like John Travolta in Saturday Night Fever.
Oh my God, great idea.
This is how girls ruin stuff.
This is how girls ruin stuff.
We tell you what you should do.
Yeah, you ruined it. Like, it's cool. It's going to be fun. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Matching clothes, one step too far.
Dancing. It's good.
The mouth's flying. And I'm losing control. Does she know how to slow dance?
Yes.
She step on your feet?
We haven't really done it yet, but I think we'll do it that night, I'm sure.
Well, right? You have some moves. I mean, you actually went to dance classes with an old girlfriend. You went to a ballroom class.
Oh, so. I didn't hear about this. Yeah. What's this story all about?
Did you do swing dancing too?
Yeah.
Didn't you do swing
dancing? That's right.
That's what
right.
It was. Yeah. It was swing dancing.
Yeah. So you better teach her some moves. You should practice a little. Don't have to tell her that she's going to a dance. Just say, hey, daddy wants to teach you some moves. And then you guys will be like the bells of the ball.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
not you could be king and princess of the prom.
This is how stuff gets ruined. Again, how girls ruin things. I don't need to be great. We'll go and have a blast.
Do that one move that you do, you know, where you like run up and then you slide on the floor on your knees.
You've ruined more than one tux that way.
I'm not going to do any of that. But
are you going to do the hustle?
Do the hustle.
I guess you guys are a lot like a six-year-old. You can't tell them crap. You can't tell them anything because they'll ruin it. Suddenly you'll be like, you know what? I don't want to go anymore. You ruined it.
BS. Oh, here we go. Oh, and he can do the bump too.
Is this a hustle?
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
No, I thought you go forward. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, you go forward
oh, yeah.
too.
Forward
yeah, you go forward and do the.
And then you... Oh yeah.
Yeah. Are you watching
do
this,
the
Vin?
Hustle. You got it.
Vinny's not even looking.
I was gonna apologize for this, but I'm not taking credit for it. I didn't do this.
And then there's the bump. Isn't there a song for the bump too?
We do the bump. I used to love the bump. You do it in a line, everybody bumping.
Well, yeah. I mean, I didn't want to go there.
You should
but...
do like a Soul Train line at the
oh
dance.
Oh my God, Vinny, set it up.
With all the people.
I didn't want to go there, but are
do
you
the bunny hop.
Are you going to do the Macarena?
Oh my God, the Macarena. I love the Macarena.
Da, da, da. How does this song go?
I can't remember.
Hey, Macarena. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, hey, Macarena.
Oh, my God. You're going to have so much fun. Who knows the dance? Who knows the dance?
I don't remember it.
Hey, Macarena.
Oh, Puma knows it. Do it, do it. Dum, bum, dum, bum, bum, bum. Hey, Macarena.
I'm so sorry, texters. I know this is your turn to talk, and these guys won't let you get a word in.
It's so fun, though.
I know. Oh, my God. Super fun. I like the hustle. I gotta, maybe I'll teach
so
the kids
fun.
The hustle when
you
I get
should.
Home.
You
get out of breath from that.
You know the one I can never get is the electric slide. Like, people do that
you
in
know,
a big line. I'm like,
never
I can
get
never get all
down.
The steps down.
Man, everybody knows how to do it.
408 says, Louis C.K. San Jose Improv is sold out all 3 days.
I'll bet it is.
So, there's that.
Well, the protest commences.
Do you think there's going to be hecklers? Like, people buy tickets so they could just keep shaming him
that
as he
wouldn't
speaks.
Be too surprising, would it? Mm. I mean...
You'd think... I take that back. I would think people have better things to do than that, but yeah. Especially if you're paying.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's freedom of speech too, I guess, right? And then Louis will say, please have that person
right.
removed, and that person
and
will be thrown out, and then the show will go on. Mm. Mommy has a front butt. Best quote of 2019. Ha, 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 ha. Yeah, well.
Vinny, 408 says, on Monday, they played recycled shows, and some were pre-Isla. Vinny was so different. If my kid comes home with lice, I'm going to shave her head.
You played ones from that far back? That's so funny.
Wow.
Get to mix it up, you know?
Yeah,
I like it.
Good job.
Was that one of the ones where he was telling us all the stuff he wasn't going to do?
I'm sure it was.
Yeah. 707 says, I started listening to the Dirty John podcast on my way home from work yesterday because you guys were talking about it. As they were describing him, I felt like they were describing my ex-husband.
Ooh.
We were a family of four with a new baby, and he was beating up mistresses on the side. I had absolutely no idea he was a sociopath and a pathological liar.
Oh, my God.
Very, very creepy similarities.
Oh. Man, the Dirty John story.
Mm-hmm.
It's a crazy one. Mm-hmm. Should listen to that podcast.
All right.
All right.
Does Hooman have a kid? Did I miss something? Hooman, were you talking about kids?
Was he giving advice?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I just like to give advice. I'm one of those guys. Don't have a kid, but I tell everybody.
Don't have a kid. Don't have a girlfriend or a wife.
Yeah, wife. No.
But I'll let you know how it is.
Yeah. I'll tell you what to do.
Thank you.
415. Yeah, he's free. He's free. All right.
He's free like a bird.
Oh, 408. Make sure you get Isla a corsage. It'll make her feel very, very special.
Oh, great idea.
Vinny.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking, since her and I have the same favorite restaurant, we'd go to our favorite restaurant, and then we'd
What's
go...
What's the favorite restaurant?
The acai place?
No, well, it's called Dharma.
Oh,
It's a health food place in near us that we love. And the missus is always like, okay.
She doesn't like it?
No, she's a meat lady. She just wants to eat meat.
She's my girl.
All the time. That's it.
Every day.
Every day. Chemist listener number one here. Longtime fan and listener. I'm a federal employee and currently not getting my paycheck. Very difficult for Bay Area life. It's getting very scary and worrisome. Mm. Someone wrote in and said, you're not telling the whole story. The Fed is offering interest-free loans to the government employees. And okay, I didn't know that because I'm not one, but that doesn't mean I'm trying to This isn't about politics. I just feel bad for people who aren't getting paid.
Right.
And going to work.
That's bogus.
It's horrible. I was actually thinking that maybe that's what we can do with the surplus that we have in California is sort of front these people some money.
Mm. Oh, no,
for the
we
meantime.
Can't do that. No. Mm-mm. No way. Sorry, Jose. Mm-mm.
Well, it does seem like it would be great to have the TSA workers there so when you get on a flight.
Who's flying?
You're right. None of us. So who cares? Hardly anybody uses the airport.
510 says, regardless of how Mariah was treating that personal assistant, no one else is going to ever want to hire that. She's not going to try to get another job. She's trying to get her score.
She wants her $8 million.
Yeah. She won't try to get another job after that.
You know what sucks is that, like, I feel like she had a $327,000 a year job. Like, why don't you just work hard and
keep
that?
Yeah, you were making bank, man.
Yeah. Looking for Mariah Carey. There's probably a lot of perks with that.
I moved from the Bay Area to Austin 5.5 years ago. Austin is amazing. Great choice, listener. Reach out if you need any recommendations.
Oh, that's sweet.
Born and raised in Sonoma, moved to Bend, Oregon after losing our house in the fire in Santa Rosa last year.
Oh, boy. But no review of Bend?
No. Yeah. You know what? Oregon's great.
Yeah.
I lived in Oregon for 4 years. I loved Oregon a lot. There's no surf. They tell you there's an ocean there and that it's that there's surf. There's no surf. They're lying to you. You'll get there and you go, who can surf this crap? Mm. There's logs, giant fallen trees in the ocean, in the surf line.
Oh.
What the hell?
That's not conducive to a good run.
That'll kill you.
That's a whole whoopah.
Anyway. Has Vinny ever had a same-sex attraction? No. I mean, I think there are handsome men out there, mm-hmm. but if you mean attraction, like
you felt
I got stirrings and wanted to explore it, I haven't. Have you, Sarah? And you've kissed a lot of girls.
Yeah, not
but
really.
But did you ever have a real like?
No, I've definitely, you know, I don't know. I think girls are gorgeous and, mm-hmm. but I, there's like a part of me that sort of wishes I did have an attraction to girls. But I just don't really. It just never really felt, it didn't just feel right to me, you know? I'm all for it, though, and I want to hear all the sordid details of everybody else's relationships.
Tell me all about it. Then what happened?
And I liked it.
Mm-hmm, cherry.
There was some story about Katy Perry this week where she humped a tree in sixth grade. She was
got suspended.
She got suspended from school because she was humping a tree.
You made out with a tree in sixth grade.
No. I was way younger. I didn't make out with the tree. We just had five trees. There were five Osmond brothers. Each one was a different Osmond, and I went with like Alan.
Right.
I think.
And then what happened?
Nothing. We would kiss the trees. We'd all stand on
five
girls.
What did I just say? You kissed a tree.
We didn't make out with the tree. And also, I was in sixth grade. I was like a 4-year-old or 5-year-old.
Who was the guy that Katy Perry was saying? Do you remember?
I don't.
I can't remember either.
But it was something about, here's what I would do to this rock star. So she started humping the tree. And I guess the other girls were like, oh my God, what's happening? And then she described it to whatever teacher had hauled her into the principal's office. And she was like, yeah, and then you just hump it like this.
At a Christian school.
Right.
Well, her parents were very religious, correct?
Yes. Yeah. Ministers. I believe both of them.
510 says, I'm surprised the ANN has not reported about the 3.4 earthquake in Piedmont this morning.
We were just talking about that with Eric.
Yeah, there was a little rumble.
It's not really worth reporting if it's...
Oh, Tom Cruise.
Oh, yeah.
Was the tree.
415 says, 107 mile per hour winds at the top of Squaw.
Holy 107 miles an hour?
That means the lifts are not operating.
Mm-mm.
I don't think they operate at 50 miles per hour.
No. Imagine that being on a lift in 100 mile an hour winds.
Mm-mm. No. Oh,
it can be scary if it's just a little gusty.
Yeah.
And get blown around like, oh. Grateful for the bar. Not every lift has a bar.
I know. It's weird that they're even allowed to do it, frankly. Because it does feel...
Right.
Although all humans are built most, I don't know
with
what
a survival instinct.
You have an instinct to stay alive. We all have that. So, you know, it does seem like most people would be all, I'm going to stay back on this chair.
Yeah, I'm going to hold on to this chair. Plenty of places to grab on a chair.
Or just sit, you're sitting.
Just stay sitting. Don't stand up.
Just, there you go.
Right.
Nothing has to happen from now until it's time to get off.
Right. Sometimes you know how you scoot forward on the lift to, as it's leveling out and you're going to jump off? Like sometimes because you just kind of scoot forward so you can get your legs underneath you when you get off the lift. And I'm always like, oh, Jesus, I really hate to fall off right here. It'd be bad.
There are people, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah, I've seen people hanging off lifts before.
Oh.
It's scary.
I used to be, well, I've had multiple times in my life where I've just been so poor, like poor as a huckabuck. And this one time a guy was like, I'll give you money to teach me to surf. And I'm all, you got it. I'll do anything for some money right now. I took this guy out and I kept telling him, we're going to start by you just lay on the board. You don't have to get up. You don't have to paddle. Just lay. And he couldn't. And I finally went.
What do you mean he couldn't lay?
He couldn't lay. I'm like, lay. And he kept rolling.
Oh, and you flip over.
He flip over. And I'm like, if you can't center your gravity while laying down to just stay upright, this isn't for you.
Right. Did you give him his money back?
I couldn't charge him. He couldn't lay.
How long was that
lesson? He couldn't lay there. It was very short because I'm like, I need you to be able to lay on the... We can't go farther from here.
Right. There's no paddling out.
You can't start moving your arms if you can't lay. Just lay.
Whoa! Barrel roll!
Crazy. So, yes, there are people who have balance, severe balance. But you'd think it's a person with that problem would go, lifts aren't for me.
Right.
I've figured that out through years of accidents.
But yeah, getting off the lift is, you know, people when they fall, the guy goes, okay, stop the lift, and the whole lift stops. And you can tell that everybody's watching this guy get up and it's like, oh, that guy.
I know. You hate being that guy.
Right.
I'm always
no
trying
one
to be ready.
To be that guy.
I'm gonna get ready. Here we go. Can make this happen.
I have a lot more, but we are out of time. So right, thanks for your contributions,
quick
everyone.
Quick break, be right back to say goodbye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Just a quick goodbye. Thank you so much for listening today. Happy hump day.
We're going to go home and watch more R. Kelly.
Oh,
yay!
My God. Hooray.
Lucky.
Do we have to? I feel like I saw it. I saw the first episode.
You should watch
all
more.
Right.
Well, I mean,
gonna
it's
watch
really up to you. Frankly.
I'm going
to
watch another episode, but I do feel like I've seen enough to, I have a pretty firm idea that this person should be stopped.
In jail.
Yes.
If you're not going to
say he cried watching it.
I did.
That he was sobbing watching it.
Did you watch
he was
all
like,
six?
I watched all six.
Yeah, there was a moment where like the parenting part really like hits me. You know?
Yeah.
Like the mom
I didn't cry, but
trying
I was
to
upset.
Get her daughter back. And watching the mom and dad express, you know, their emotions was kind of heart-wrenching.
Oh, my God.
What?
What?
Look at Bryn's kit.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
So
on my
cute.
Chair? Hilarious.
Just
huh?
owning it. Go
I
to
Bryn's
Instagram is Brynnyboy, BrynnyBoy, on Instagram. And his daughter came in with him on Saturday, and he put the daughter into Yuzette's chair where the, and by the way, you can see the ass shoehorn there too, the little plastic thing that she sits on now. It's like an ass scoop. And she is just owning it. She's got her arm like relaxed on the chair and she's.
What is the description?
My baby Cameron gunning for at Yuzette's job. Here she is sitting in the producer seat.
Oh my gosh.
Radio baby.
A little shot That's inside so our office. So cute.
Really cute. Very, very cute.
A little diamond. I said you need to have another one and name her Emerald.
Oh, that's pretty. Yeah.
Don't rush. Don't even take your time.
This is how girls ruin things.
Right.
I feel like it's our job, I guess.
Someone just texted right now saying that you might want to think about when you take Isla to the daughter-father dance to treat her as if it's a date, opening up the doors and, oh, you look so beautiful. that way she'll have it in her mind for future dates to come.
Right.
Yay.
Once again,
no one ever dated me like my dad.
This, okay. I mean, I don't feel like I'm
going
to.
My dad was the best date I ever went on. You suck compared to my dad. My dad's way better than you.
Ask her what kind of music she wants to listen to in the car.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
I know what she wants to listen to. It's Moana.
Have that ready to go.
I'll have that queued up. Everyone.
Hey, honey, listen to this. Got it all set for you.
You're
welcome.
Go
to your favorite place.
All right, I'm going to go.
No, right. Stay.
No, we're all going to go. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.